Let me read that one more time. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The words of Walter Hawkins yet ring true. Everywhere you go, there's trouble. Everywhere you go, there's strife. Everywhere you go, there's something that worries you. Added to the personal challenges of life, like health, family, and finances, are overwhelming societal issues like the COVID-19 pandemic, police brutality, government incompetence that borders on the criminally negligent, a presidential administration that is a veritable Baskin Robbins of evil, complete with 31 different flavors every day. Everywhere you go, wrote the late Bishop Walter Hawkins, everywhere you go, there's something that worries you, but remember, our God is standing by. And I really like the bridge of that song where they sing, God promised that he'd be right there. He's everywhere. It's good to know that our God is everywhere, willing and able to supply our need. This morning, in the midst of all the madness that surrounds us, I've come on assignment with a word of encouragement. Walk on. The promise of God for you and for me is this: no matter the problem, no matter the difficulty, no matter the challenge, we shall emerge victorious. All we have to do is walk on. Let me ground this excursion this morning in a familiar passage of Scripture in the 23rd Psalm. Many of you know it by heart. Come on, let's say it together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The 23rd Psalm, written in first person with I and me, but written by David as a corporate testimony in which we all may share. Everyone, each of us who knows the Good Shepherd, who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, has the same testimony. We are beneficiaries of the same promise. Complete care, complete provision by the hand of God, who loves us and cares for us as a good shepherd does for sheep. This morning, I want to focus on the fourth verse of the 23rd Psalm. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I want you to hear that promise of God in a fresh way. No matter what it looks like, even in the darkest valley of life, God has promised you and I, God has promised us a path to victory. We need only maintain perspective as we enjoy God's protection along the way. Walk on. I know tragedies are commonplace, all kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay, but I want to encourage you today, walk on. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Walk on. Psalm 23 and 4 begins with even though, King James Version, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The principal verbs in this verse are all cast in the imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to communicate continuous action. We'll keep on facing dark valleys, but we can keep on walking through. Now don't miss the shout of the verse. To walk through means that there is a way out of even the most dire circumstance. Yes, my sisters and my brothers, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a path along which Jesus, the good shepherd, leads and guides us, his sheep. Remember the prior lyric of this ancient psalm. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in right paths. And note that the Lord does this leading and this guiding of us for his name's sake. In other words, God puts God's very reputation on the line when God assures us of a path through to victory. God says our path through is as certain as God's own name. Listen, you can shout right there. God has never failed. You can count on God. There's a path through whatever you're facing. God promises us a path through, even through our deepest valleys. Historically, Psalm 23 and 4 has interpreted the prominent image of the Hebrew lyric as the valley of the shadow of death. There is some historical evidence that the valley of the shadow of death was a physical location located along the Jericho Road. It was a dangerous place where the sunlight was sparse and where robbers and thugs hid out, hoping to take advantage of the unsuspected and unprotected traveler. You might remember Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan who traveled the Jericho Road and was accosted. David, who would have frequently traveled that Jericho Road going to and from military campaigns, would have also known about this valley of the shadow of death and the people who sung this psalm would have known about it too. Everyone around would have known about the notorious valley of the shadow of death where folk had been mugged and worse. It was a valley where death's shadow lurked. Some modern interpretations render valley of the shadow of death as the darkest valley, and that too is an accurate, though less picturesque, interpretation of the psalmist's imagery here. The point that David makes is this, that there are places and spaces and spans of time in each of our lives where we walk through uncertainty, through dark spaces where we can't see our way, where we don't know which way to turn, where we really don't know which way is up, where we can't see anything and yet feel keenly aware that there's danger lurking all around. Here's the promise of God to you and to me, that even in those chaotic spaces and times, pandemic on one hand and virulent racism on the other, police brutality in your face and dastardly political incompetence at your back. Economic uncertainty on the right, sickness on the left, pressures above you, instability under your feet, even in chaotic spaces and times, the promise of God is that there is a path through it all. There's a path through. We've just got to walk on. How can we do this, you ask? By maintaining perspective. That's what the text suggests to us. Listen, valleys are ever before us. To borrow the prose of Dr. H. Beecher Hicks, Jr., we are all in a valley, coming out of a valley, or headed into a valley. But my brothers and my sisters, let me encourage you to walk on. Walk on. We can make it through if we would but maintain perspective. David says to us that the proper perspective for walking through the valley of the shadow of death is this. Fear no evil, for God is with me. There's darkness all around, but even in the midst of darkness, if we can just remember that the Lord is present, we can shake off the paralysis of fear. That's why I love the lyric of Bishop Walter Hawkins' classic, Our God is Standing By, because after reminding us of the reality of the challenges that we face, what German philosophers would term our sitz und leben, Bishop Hawkins says to us, but remember, our God is standing by. You see, we can walk on if we maintain that perspective. The Lord is standing by. No need to cry. Walk on. The Lord is standing near. There's no need to fear. Walk on. He promised that He'd be right there. He's everywhere. Walk on, no matter where you are. No matter what you're going through. Keep going through. Walk on, even in the darkest valley, if we remember that our omnipresent God is just as present with us in the valley as God is on the mountaintop, we can trust that God will continue to lead us in right paths. I think that's why I prefer the historic rendering of Psalm 23:4 with that phrase, the valley of the shadow of death, because it contains the word shadow to describe the darkness, the uncertainty, the sense of foreboding that we often feel in the low points of life. It is all of it a shadow. The thing about a shadow is this: no matter how dark the shadow, a shadow can only be cast where there is a light source. The fact that we must walk through shadow emphasizes the truth that as we walk through, there's always light nearby. That light is Jesus, and He is with us even when obstacles along the path cast their deepest shadows. Listen, we don't have to worry about a shadow when the light is with us. Just remember, our God is standing by. Remember, our God is standing by. Also remember this, shadows are not real. A shadow ain't never harmed anybody. Just walk on through, walk on through with the light. Let me borrow another one of David's Psalms right quick. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid. There's no need to fear. The Lord is a very present help. There's no need to fear evil. No need to be afraid of the bad stuff of life. Because no matter how deep the shadows, the Lord is present. Just maintain perspective. The Lord is present. He promised that He'd be right there. Come here, Bishop Hawkins. He's everywhere. In fact, David says that the Lord is present for a purpose. The Lord is present with us to protect us. That's why David closes this verse by making this observation, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What comfort may we, the sheep, find in the rod and the staff of the shepherd? The rod and the staff of the shepherd are the instruments of our protection. And let me remind you of this, since we're talking about the shepherd who is walking through with us. The shepherd's rod and staff can only be used effectively at close range. The shepherd, Jesus Christ, has to be near the sheep, you and me, in order for the use of the rod or the staff to make any sense. I'm just trying to tell you, remember, our God is standing by. The shepherd is present with us, and He has the protection that we need so that we can make it through the valleys. The shepherd's rod was essentially a big, heavy stick. It was a club, if you will. Its only use was to beat down a predator. David, whose first job was as a shepherd, knew the tools of the trade. You may recall that when David applied to King Saul for the job of giant killer in 1 Samuel 17, when he was going to face off against Goliath, David told Saul that when a lion and a bear had threatened his father's sheep, David beat each of them down, rescuing the sheep from the predator's jaws. David could not have been more than 12 or 13 at the time that he killed that lion and the bear that had threatened his daddy's sheep. David beat each of them down. But the Bible says nothing about David having superhuman strength like Samson. The only way for David to have killed a lion and a bear as a young adolescent would have been for him to beat those predators down with the shepherd's rod. David, a shepherd, is confident that the great shepherd of the sheep is able to do the same for you and for me. No matter the enemy we face in life's darkest valleys, no matter their size or strength, we have a shepherd who's able to protect us. In another psalm, David writes, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Well, David, I believe I know what happened. Your enemies stumbled and fell because the shepherd hit them upside the head with the shepherd's rod. Listen, I'm just trying to tell you that our shepherd protects us from enemies. And yet those of us who are honest can admit that oftentimes along life's journey, we can be our own worst enemy. Sometimes, let me be translucent, sometimes Rodney Teal's worst enemy, sometimes my enemy is in a me. My enemy, E-N-E-M-Y, is in me. That's why our shepherd carries a staff. You see, where the rod is an offensive weapon to be used against an external enemy, the staff is what the shepherd uses to lift the sheep from self-inflicted peril. Let me tell you something about sheep that will help you understand the need for the shepherd to carry a staff. Sheep are known to graze their way into a pit. Sheep, even under the watchful care of a shepherd, will eat their way head down, never looking up. They'll eat their way to the edge of a ditch and fall right in. Once in a ditch, the sheep are vulnerable. They're stuck. Any number of things could go wrong when a sheep finds itself in a ditch. A flash flood could come along and drown them. The sheep might injure itself trying to make its way out of the ditch. A predator might attack when that sheep is suddenly vulnerable. The only way for the shepherd to pull the sheep out of the tight spot into which the sheep got itself is to use the shepherd's staff. You've seen a picture of a shepherd's staff. It's a long piece of wood with a hook on one end. By gripping the straight end of the stick and lowering the curved end down into the crevice into which the sheep has fallen, the shepherd is able to hook that sheep under its belly and gently lift it out to safety. The sheep fell into the ditch on its own due to its own negligence, but the ever watchful shepherd is able to pull the sheep out of self-inflicted peril. Can I be translucent for a moment and tell you that that's the kind of shepherd I need? It doesn't matter why you've fallen. It doesn't matter where you've fallen. It doesn't even matter how far you've fallen. The Lord will reach down with his staff and lift you out. He'll lift you every time you fall because the shepherd loves the sheep. I'm a witness. He'll come see about you even when you fall into the pits of life. It's my testimony. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. It was the shepherd's love. We can walk on secure in the knowledge that the shepherd offers us complete protection. He's right there with the shepherd's rod and the shepherd's staff to comfort us. Walk on, my sister. Walk on, my brother. Walk on. Maintain perspective, knowing that the shepherd who leads us along the path is present to protect us. Walk on. Don't let anything stop you. Follow the leading and the guiding of the good shepherd. Don't you be dissuaded. Don't you be discouraged. It may seem dark to you, but the shepherd can see clearly. And he'll lead you safely home. If you walk on, you'll discover that the other side of through is out. The shepherd will lead you out every time. Lead me, guide me along the way. That ought to be our prayer. The hymn writer sums it up like this: through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Just walk on. You may be in a valley right now, But the valley is not your destination. You're just passing through on the way to victory. You're passing through on your way out. The shepherd is leading. Just trust the shepherd. Follow the path. Maintain perspective, knowing that the shepherd will protect you until you make it home. If you trust him, you can make it through life's valleys all the way to the house of the Lord, where the promise is that we shall dwell forever. Just walk on. We cannot see in the future. We cannot see through dark clouds. We cannot see through the teardrops, but walk on by faith each day. On Monday, walk on. On Tuesday, walk on. Let Jesus be your guide. Walk on. He's able to carry the load. He can see way down the road. Walk on by faith each day. Walk on. The Lord will lead you and guide you along the way. Walk on, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Walk on Monday, walk on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, walk on. Let Jesus be your guide. He's able to carry the load. He can see way down the road. Walk on by faith each day.